From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey is in shock following the bombing of a wedding ceremony, killing at least 50 people and wounding dozens. Dorian Jones reports.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said IS was the chief suspect, accusing the group of targeting Turkey's Kurdish minority and seeking to create ethnic divisions within the country. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Officials say at least 20 people were killed when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in the Somalian city of Galkayo. After the first explosion, a second bomber struck as first responders came to the aid of the victims of the first bombing. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility. The attacks are believed to be in response to military operations conducted by U.S.-trained Somali special forces, in which many militants were captured. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles was chosen by U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in the closing ceremony of this year's Olympics. Biles, who took 4 gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympics features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. On Saturday, U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte admitted he over-exaggerated assertions that he and 3 teammates were the victims of an armed robbery at a Rio de Janeiro gas station. This is VOA News.